felt led to share. I felt a little convicted in this sermon because I was talking to Mark before this, that this closing song is one that I've probably sang and played more than any song that we play here. I joked that I could probably do it from memory at this point. But it's such a beautiful truth. It mirrors what this passage says. And so I want to encourage you to just take a posture, whatever posture feels appropriate to you, if you want to stay sitting and really dwell on the words of the song like a prayer, please do that. If you want to stand and sing it out loud, just as we sing about the truth of what Jesus did, who we were and who we are now, please join me. Something's wrong with the piano. Hold on.
Try again.
There it is.
Inside and there.
This is your personal, sacred identity. You are God's workmanship. You have been created, recreated in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for you to do. This is your corporate sacred identity. You are no longer foreigners and aliens, but you are citizens with God's people, and you are members of God's household. You're built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Your identity is that you are, as the whole building, you are being joined together and you are rising to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which he lives by his Spirit. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord draw you deeper into that personal and sacred identity that he has given to his church. May the Lord bless you and give you his peace. We'll take a few minute break and then we will gather.